Very interesting dialogue there between Jesus and the Jews. And if you notice at the beginning, he's talking to the Jews who believed in him. Then he goes on to say, but you're trying to kill me. Kind of an interesting point maybe to reflect, to ponder, that these men who followed Jesus, they believed in him, but yet they were still trying to kill him. And so maybe just believing in Jesus isn't enough. Maybe there's a life of faith, a life of obedience, a life of love that must accompany our faith, our belief in Jesus. And we look at this wonderful reading from the prophet Daniel, maybe 600 years before the birth of Jesus, when the Jews from Jerusalem have been taken into exile into Babylonia, that these three men were challenged to the depth of their faith. And what were they willing to do? How far were they willing to go? With the threat of death, they refused to turn their back on their faith, on the one true God. If God, whom we serve, can save us, so be it. Even if he will not know God, or even if he will not know, O King, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue. A good examination for us, how strong, how deep is our faith. When we face the challenges of this world to turn our back on God, are we this strong? When we're invited to a wedding of a Catholic that's not getting married in the church, when we're called to voice support for those unnatural acts that are being thrust upon us on a daily basis, are we willing to die rather than give up our God? And then minor things that come across our way every day. The impure images that come across our screen. The opportunity for gossip and slander, detraction. Are we willing to stand firm in what we know to be good and true and beautiful? Or do we turn our back on our God? I mean, oftentimes we're not even threatened with death and the fire like they were. We just want to get along with everybody else. We don't want to be left out of the inner circle. We can ask these three men for that strength, for that courage, to be faithful no matter what. Even if we don't get saved, even if we are brought to the fires, to remain faithful. What a beautiful effect their faithfulness had on this king. Because of their fidelity, this king had a conversion. And this is not why we're not faithful to God, so hopefully that we can convert other people. We're faithful to God because that's the right thing to do. But in our fidelity, in our staying true to what we know to be true, the effect of that is that other people can come to know the one true God. This is what Nebuchadnezzar says at the end of this passage. And because of the witness of these three men, he saw the glory of the one true God. And it's in that worshiping of the one true God that we enjoy the freedom that Jesus speaks about in the gospel. That we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Two concepts, truth and freedom, that are under a constant attack in our society. But those two words, those two concepts, those two realities don't exist outside of God. It's not possible to be true or free if we separate ourselves from God, if we turn our back on the one true God as the one true way of worship. But oftentimes we do that. In an attempt to feel free, we reject the commandments of God. So again, we can ask for that grace. We can ask for that perseverance in the truth. so that no matter what comes, we can be faithful now and every day of our life.